Show 'em Jesus by David Brandberg.
Faith today is not built on what we have seen. Our faith is not built on any supernatural, miraculous manifestations. The Lord is requiring this generation and most of the world's population since the beginning of time to believe by faith in His Word, just to believe what He said. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God today. In the millennium, faith will come not only by hearing the Word of God, but seeing. You'll see the kingdom of God on earth. Nobody will have to convince you then that there's a God and that Jesus Christ, His Son, is the King of Kings ruling the world. You will see the evidence of it on every hand. Nobody will have to convince any lost souls or sinners then. Nobody's going to have to convince those people that there's a God and that Jesus is His Son and that this is the kingdom of Christ on earth. And I think there are going to be millions who are going to receive and believe just by having seen. But more blessed are ye who, though having not seen, yet have believed. That is the principle of the spiritual kingdom of God, that He is going to bless those who have simply believed by faith, faith in the spirit world and all things spiritual, including the death of Christ for you. You weren't there at the cross. You didn't see it happen. You wouldn't know anything about it if someone hadn't told you. The only way you can be saved today is by faith in God's Word. He's requiring of this generation and all former generations that they be saved just by believing Him and His Word. But the millennial kingdom will come, and in that era, faith and belief will be the result of believers having seen. But they will not have as great a blessing as you have, because you believed, though having not seen. Every one of you, every witness is the living Word. You're all little Jesuses in a way, because you all have the Spirit of Christ. You all have Jesus in your hearts. You all manifest the love of Christ, so you're supposed to be like Him, and you are. You are Christ's, He says. You belong to Him. Your body is His. Your mind, your heart, your life are His. You carry the Word of God and the Word of salvation just as Jesus did. There are still billions of people who have never had a chance to be saved because they have never heard the gospel, much less seen the gospel in you. As Dwight L. Moody said, every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. I guess he must have gotten that lesson from selling shoes. He was a shoe salesman. But I'll tell you, he began really preaching the gospel, and he was a great personal witness. That was his great strong point long before he started preaching in churches. He was winning so many souls, just an ignorant young shoe clerk who had never even finished school. So then they started coming to him to find out how he did it. He'd just tell them, "Watch me while I'm selling shoes. Watch how I witness." Lots of people say, "I see a light on your face. I see something in you that I've never seen before." That's the one little confirmation God gives. Someone has said, "You can't prove God exists. You can't put God in a test tube and prove to me that God is." I want to tell you right now, He's put Himself in you, and you are the living, visible proof that there is a God, just as His creation is visible proof of His existence. Your love, the light in your eyes and on your faces, and the wonderful spirit that people feel from you, not only proves there is a God, but that God loves them. Not everybody in the world has had that opportunity. Not everybody in the world has heard the gospel. They may have heard of Jesus, but they don't always understand who He was or what He did. If we don't reach them now, they'll get a chance to know Him in the millennium. But they won't be as blessed as you are and as the ones you are reaching now with the gospel. People are going to have all kinds of proof in the millennium, and they're going to believe then because they have seen. But right now, you've got the tough job of trying to get people to believe, though having not seen. They may not realize it, but they're seeing the living proof right now when they look into your eyes and your face and they hear your words. They see and feel and hear Jesus through you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You represent not only Jesus, but the Word of God. You become like a walking Bible, a walking, talking Bible, the living Word of God. Every single one of you is the living Word of God because you have Jesus and you manifest Him and His Word. I want you to remember that what people see in you is going to help prove to them that there's a God and there's a Jesus and there's love. And the only Word of God many people are going to get and pay attention to is the Word they hear from you. Most of the unsaved are not going to be reading the Bible. The only real proof many of them are going to see is you. All the rest has to be faith. And God even plants that seed of faith in their hearts to help them to believe in you. They often have to believe in you before they can believe in the Lord. Think of that. They're not only going to hear about Jesus from you, they're going to see Him in you. You're the living proof of salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus lives in you, right? So if they see any light, if they see any love, if they hear any truth, if they find the way, they found it through seeing Jesus in you and hearing His words through you. So that's the biggest job we all have, to show Jesus to the world. We used to sing an old song, "Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you." That's exactly what the Lord wants you to do, the biggest job you have, the greatest work that you can possibly do. When Jesus was here, He was only one Jesus. But now there are millions of Christians all over the world that ought to be showing Jesus to the rest of the world. They should be hearing Jesus through us. Greater works than these shall ye do. What greater work can you do than to show Jesus to others and let them hear Jesus through you and let them find Jesus through you to save an immortal soul forever? That's the greatest work anybody can do. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others hear Jesus from you. And there will be many, many more souls won who will be more blessed than anyone else throughout eternity because they believed, though having not seen. It's a big responsibility. That's a great privilege that you have, to show them and to let them hear Jesus through you. And it's a very great privilege for them to be blessed to believe in what they see in you and what they hear from you, even though not having seen Jesus or God or the spirit world or heaven. They are especially chosen, especially called, especially blessed, for though having not seen, yet they have believed. The greatest work you can do is to have a part in the salvation of more souls. While passing through this world of sin and others your life shall view, be clean, be pure, without, within. Let others see Jesus in you. Your life's a book before their eyes. They're reading it through and through. Say, does it point them to the skies? Do others see Jesus in you? What joy 'twill be at set of sun in mansions beyond the blue to find some souls that you have won. Let others see Jesus in you. Then live for Christ both day and night. Be faithful, be brave and true, and lead the lost to life and light. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. And let others hear Jesus from you. That's your job for the rest of the time that God gives you here, the privilege of letting others see Jesus in you and hear Jesus from you. Help us, Lord. May others see Jesus in us. May they hear Jesus from us and through our family throughout the world and through other Christians too who love you and who are preaching the gospel and witnessing and winning souls. All your children everywhere who are faithful, those who are really burdened for souls, out doing their best to witness and win souls, especially your missionaries around the world who've left their native lands and comfort and pleasure sacrificing to live in a foreign country as ambassadors of your goodwill. Bless them, Lord, and make them a blessing. And may we win many, many more souls as others see and hear Jesus in us. Let others see Jesus in us and hear Jesus from us. That's our job, all of us, anywhere, everywhere, all the time. The greatest work we can possibly do, Lord, is to let others see you in us, hear you from us, and be one for your eternal kingdom. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.